If he's 5 inches taller than he was last year, you'd say, wasn't he did a lot in 1 year?
He grew a lot in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, yeah, because it's a good thing to what you were saying before, to
be tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's good to say, same thing if you're talking about raising vegetables, you say, well, I'm going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And if the same thing, if you say in the Bible, if you see him, you say, well, you certainly have.
And
if he's gotten a lot bigger, you say, well, you certainly have.
Oh, you said you have grown.
Okay. Is there any names now for a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Oh, bastard.
Is that a nice name? Or would you? Is that a prop? Would that be a proper name to use in company? Or?
Well, it don't sound real nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there? Okay.
Used in Bible.
Yeah, now your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
A child who's lost his father and mother, who doesn't have a father and mother, would be called an
orphan.
Would you use the same thing if a child was put, if a child was in an institution, in a house, would you use orphan for that as well?
I guess so, we call him. Mm-hmm. Orphan.
And I suppose he's not, if he has somebody look after him, you say an orphan is looked after by his legal
parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he doesn't have a parent.
Yeah. He's an orphanage to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if he's not necessarily, if he's in a home, but say he might not have parents, but he might have a legal
guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if a woman gives a party and she invites all the people that her related to her, you might say she asked all her.
I didn't get the first of that.
If all the people that are related to you are called your
relatives.
You're talking about relatives now, or maybe not now. Wait, if you're going to say, somebody asked you, and you say, well, yeah, she has the same family name as me, and she does look a little bit like me, but really, I'm actually no
kin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What would you, someone who came into a town, in a small town maybe, and you've never seen him before in his life, you might say he's a...
I didn't get the first
of it. If someone's come into your town and no one's ever seen him before,
yeah,
you might say he's a
stranger.
Mm-hmm. What about if he comes from another country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use foreigner about someone who's not from another country, maybe from another part of America or something? Do you use foreigner for that?
Well, I don't think so. Kind of a foreigner from out of the United States.
Hi, this is for pronunciation. What's the, this isn't a test, this is for to hear you pronounce it. The name of the mother of Jesus.
Name.
Mm-hmm. And George Washington's wife.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nickname for, well, there's a song called Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Name.
Mm-hmm. Now, a nickname for a little boy named, well,